big week. And again, you talked about it Saturday morning, and it's come right here. You win, and you get into the Class C1 playoffs. Both teams, same boat, Shadron and McCook in this one, aren't they?
Yeah, it's literally win and you're in, and it's the same for both teams. So, you know, going into this week, that's been the message. And, you know, try not to put too much on it as far as, you know, making that all you talk about. I mean, the main thing is the game plan and understanding it was going to be a great matchup regardless. And so just excited about this matchup that we have with Shadron. And, you know, yeah, it does add a little bit more to it, especially for both teams, because they're literally in the same boat. And that's what makes it a great game.
How's the week of practice? Hopefully a good one. I mean, there's a lot to play for, and getting these guys up for practice this week hopefully hasn't been too much trouble at all.
No, you don't sugarcoat it. The Adams Central win definitely got us back in the hunt to make it into the playoffs. And so by all accounts, you know, I feel like we've had a good week of practice. You know, I feel like the last two or three weeks we've really had some solid practices. And, you know, just kind of you get to that point where, you know, we've had to deal with some injuries throughout the season. And so guys have had to step up and get in. And now they've been playing for 3 or 4 weeks now. So you hope that consistency continues and the confidence continues to build, but at the same time we understand we're going against a really good Shadron team, and you know they got some really nice players, and it's going to be a great game.
How about as far as getting players back? Brett Fraker didn't play last week. Has he been able to go this week?
You know, Brett has been practicing this week, and so we're excited to see if Brett's going to be able to go. We're going to make a decision as, you know, kind of through today, you know, yesterday and now today, before the game, we'll kind of make a decision on Brett. But, you know, I would say it's trending more in the direction of him playing, which is really exciting when you can get Brett back at his caliber and what he brings to our team.
Yep. Adds another defensive guy for you as well, offenses wise. Boy, your offense was fun to watch last week. Oh, it's been fun to watch all year, and especially last week against an Adams Central team who going in was playing pretty good defense most of the year.
Yeah, well, pretty phenomenal defense really for the course of the season. So I think that's what made it so satisfying as far as our offense being able to do what we did. And you know, 17 points isn't a lot of points, but it's definitely was enough to get the job done. And you know, we had a really great outing from Tristan Campbell at tailback, really had some explosive runs. I felt like Trenton Riley did a really good job at quarterback, continuing to grow each and every week at that position. And then you know, you can't get anything going offensively unless you got the guys up front, and I feel like our offensive line really did a good job picking up what they were doing, and then as we were making adjustments throughout the game, being able to adapt and I guess instill those as well.
Shadron coach comes in once again, a pretty good season. They lost a couple here down the stretch a little bit. They had a battle with Alliance last week, but you know, you talked about Saturday morning. Quinn Bailey is the guy they get the ball to a lot offensively, isn't it?
He's close to 1,700-yard rusher this season, and so just that stat alone tells you a lot about the kind of player he is. You know, really the signature win. They've had five wins this season, and really their signature win is a kind of a mid-season game against Gothenburg where they won that game. And so a lot of familiar opponents, a lot of teams that we're familiar with that we've played that they've played as well. So you kind of get to get a taste of who they are, but they're definitely going to be ran through the Quinn Bailey kid, and they should. He's one heck of a tailback, and he's a great linebacker along with the Gage Wild kid on defense is also a really good player. They got some good linemen that just are aggressive, good-sized kids. So, you know, when you look across the board, they're well-coached, they play aggressive, and, you know, they're 5-3, and so they've had success this season. And just as we started in the intro, Rich, both teams are playing to get in. And so that just adds a little bit more to it.
What did the Alliance do to really kind of give them some fits, especially that first half last week?
You know, I think just early on, you know, Shadron was trying to kind of disperse the ball in a number of ways with some other guys, and I definitely agree with them. They got some other guys they can get the ball to. And then, you know, I just think as the course of the game went on, they just realized we just need to start giving it to Quinn a little bit more, and they did. And he kind of took over the rest of the game. So, you know, Alliance really came out and played an aggressive game plan on defense, really got after him early on in the game. But as any good team, Shattern made some adjustments and were able to kind of capitalize as the game went on.
Well, you did a great job against Nick Connett from Adams Central last week. That same type of game plan against Quinn Bailey tonight in this one.
Yeah, we're going to have to slow down another great back, and I don't know if you ever really stop them. You just got to find a way to not let them get going. And, you know, you look through the course of our schedule this season, we've played some pretty good backs, and legitimately. And so every week you've had to come out there and make sure you got the best game plan you can possible, just like any other week. And, you know, the guys got to go out and execute, and we just really got to focus on making sure we're getting to the ball on defense. And then offensively, sometimes your best defense is your offense, and we got to be able to sustain drives and, you know, kind of be able to, as we say, feed the Lions a little bit in order to set some other things up. And we're going to have to do that if we're going to be successful on offense.
Very best of luck in this one, and hopefully talk to you after the ballgame after a big W on the road.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. It's exciting to kind of be up in a different part of the state, and we're kind of used to the panhandle. It's a little bit north, but we're excited for this game and this matchup. And, you know, just our win last week set us up for this one, and there's no better chance than to go out there and just give it the best chance you can.